Syrian helicopters buzz rebel-held territory, occasionally firing rockets that raise plumes of smoke. Army snipers in a minaret take aim at anyone trying to flee. This is Kilis refugee camp in Turkey. The Syrian flag at the border flies just a few hundred meters from the revolutionary colors hoisted above the camp. Syrian government forces occasionally fire through the perimeter fence. Two people were killed and 23 wounded in April.
My cousin was injured in the attack. He was shot in the hip. He is still in the hospital.
A concrete wall has been built to offer some protection. It is now a canvas for anti-Assad graffiti. Another man shows scars he says resulted from being tortured in a Syrian jail. He is now a fighter with the Free Syrian Army. 27,000 refugees have crossed from Syria. Hope that the conflict may end soon is waning. Clinics provide medical care for the injured and sick. There are shops, two mosques, a laundry. They lend an air of permanence.
There are around 11,500 refugees living in these cabins. That means around five or six people per cabin. And this camp is now completely full, with around 300 refugees coming over the border from Syria into Turkey every day. Another camp is now being built to house 20,000 people further along the border.
At Kilis, Turkish minders prevented VOA from filming raw sewage being emptied into an open ditch. Fumigator trucks make an attempt to tackle the flies. Despite some complaints, the refugees say they are grateful to the Turkish government for offering them shelter. Their anger is directed at Syria's allies like Russia, whom they blame for arming President Assad's forces.
Countries like Iran and Russia and Venezuela are supporting the Assad regime. This is a criminal regime. We need the rest of the world to make themselves the friends of the Syrian people, to support the FSA and support democracy, not just in words, but actions.
Why not stop killing in Syria? Why not United States stop Russia killing in Syria? This is bad. Thank you very much.
For the refugees of Kilis, the complexities of international politics mean little. They have front row seats as the killing continues just over the border. Henry Richwell for VOA News, Kilis on the Turkey-Syria border.